Just returned from Bhutan when I did a fundraiser for Dhammasara Monastery. We did an auction of Ajahn Brahm, and I promised I would go 7 days anywhere in the world for the highest bidder, and they could do anything within reason for me as long as they returned me in the same shape they found me. And so the winner was a man called Iwan from Indonesia, and he took me with some of his friends to Bhutan for 7 days. And when we were in 7 days in Bhutan, I was giving meditation teachings and Dharma talks and counseling to the group, but also being immersed in the culture of a Buddhist land which has never been colonized, which follows the Vajrayana tradition of what most people call Tibetan Buddhism. It was fascinating for me to be immersed in a different form of Buddhism and see their strengths and their weaknesses. Some of their strengths were almost all monks had to do a meditation retreat of 3 years, 3 months and 3 days up in the mountains. And that made me very jealous. I wish I could have done such a wonderful long retreat. All I've ever managed to do with all the busyness I have is to have a 6 month silent retreat in a hut in Bodhinyana. But it showed that there was a deep commitment to meditation. But the type of meditation which they did there was very much focused on visualizations. And when I was asking why, the interpreter, who was the only real contact I had to understand what the teachings of the Vajrayana were as practiced in Bhutan, he told me that people find it very hard to focus their minds. So they use visualizations as a means to get that stillness. And of course, I prefer some of the other techniques which we have developed over the centuries in Theravada, to achieve the same aim, but faster and more simply. But also, we found other very interesting aspects of Vajrayana Buddhism as practiced in Bhutan. And one of the ones which will always be with me is when one of the monasteries, we happened to be there while the Sangha, the group of monks, were electing a discipline master. And that new discipline master, having been elected, walked out of the gathering. And he was one of the most scary fellows I've ever seen in my life. Because he carried a whip. I mean, not a small one, a big one. Maybe on a 2 meter pole with these three leather thongs about a meter long. And they looked very wicked. And he was whacking them around on the floor. And our interpreter told us that even though we are visitors, and even though you're a lay person, because you're in the monastery ground, he has full right to hit you. And you should have seen the expressions on some of the visitors' face as they move further and further away from the discipline master. And that's a bit what I think is over the top for Buddhism, which is supposed to be a non-violent, compassionate religion, but it certainly meant they had good discipline in those monasteries. But also that many of those monasteries are very ancient, some they say in the 7th or 8th century of the Common Era, and so they are interesting in the way they have been built, and especially the places where they have been built, because it seemed that the tradition was not compassionate at all. They always say that Vajrayana is one of the most compassionate forms of Buddhism, but if it was compassionate, they would have built their temples far lower down the mountain, so monks like me wouldn't have to almost kill themselves climbing up. Because some of those monasteries were very, very high up. And in particular, everyone was talking about the Tiger's Nest Monastery, which was very beautiful, but very, very high. And many tourists who go to Bhutan, they like to climb up to Tiger's Nest Monastery, but many of them do not make it because it's just so high. The main difficulty is even the base is about 3,000 meters above sea level, which means the oxygen is very, very thin there. And as you climb up, it gets even thinner. So it's always hard to catch your breath. And many people, they always think that I am fat. I keep telling people, I'm not fat. My heart is very compassionate, so wide it's pushed out my belly. It's not the fat, it's the heart being very, very big, being a compassionate monk. And so many people said, Ajahn Brahm, you will never make it up to the top of Tiger's Nest Monastery. And of course, I did make it up there and ahead of most other people. So it was a very good exercise for me, you know, to climb just unaided up this very steep path, which went up and up and up and up and up in very rarefied air, all the way to the top of this very beautiful monastery called Tiger's Nest. And on the way up, we actually met the ex-abbot. It was his final day, he just retired. When I talked to him, I was also surprised. He was only 53, and he was retiring. I am now 62 and a half, and you won't let me retire. It's very unfair. And we also met the new abbot, who was in Tiger's Nest. And being his first day, he was very touched that we had monks from a different tradition also come to his little temple. And he made me... They gave me a nice seat for my lunch, and we meditated, we chatted, we gave a Dharma talk. It was a very wonderful experience up there in these ancient monasteries in an ancient Buddhist land. I also had the opportunity to meet with the Queen Mother of Bhutan in the evening, and she offered a dinner, which I couldn't take anything off, but it smelled nice and it looked nice. That's the best I could enjoy it. But she was also asking me to help protect Bhutan, which is an ancient country with very old traditions, but now it is being modernized, and she really asked me to do some chanting for her country so that the modernization does not affect the beauty of its ancient culture. Very kind people, very happy people, very simple people who are carrying on a tradition for many, many centuries with lovely little ceremonies and customs. And it's a shame if all that disappears because of the influence of modern culture. You see, all the most of the men wear traditional costumes, and so do the women, just in their daily business, and it's wonderful to see that. So I did promise, and I have already chanted, so the beautiful country of Bhutan, with its ancient monasteries perched high on the ledges of top mountains, with a tradition of deep meditation and kindness and friendliness carry on for many, many more centuries. So I have done that, and I thank the people of Bhutan for welcoming me and looking after me. And as for the man who won me at the auction, he did return me, not in the same shape which he found me, but in a much healthier shape with all that exercise. Thank you.
Thank you.